If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hi, I'm Stacey O'Byrne, and I get to hang out with successful entrepreneurs, business owners, sales professionals, and some of the top business influencers and thought leaders in the world. You see, I believe that it's important to learn the art and science of how to sell without selling, and that is the only way to achieve six and seven figure success. So, if you want to be a success magnet, attract quality people in your network, and significantly increase your sales and ultimately your success, then you're in the right place because this is the Sell Without Selling podcast.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I'm really excited to get into today's topic. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and you're needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a mentor, having a coach to help identify your blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level, if this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with me to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's get into today's topic. The power of your words for success. Change your words, change your life. You know, I am an avid personal and professional development junkie. I read books on a continual basis, both hard-covered books as well as I listen to audibles, I listen to audio recordings. I also take online courses. I invest in myself immensely. I do a lot of live courses. I am constantly practicing what I preach. And Brian Tracy delivered a quote years ago that has always landed in me very solidly when it comes to the power of words for our success. And what he said was, your ability to communicate with others will account for a full 85% of success in your business and in your life. So I want to say that again. Brian Tracy said, your ability to communicate with others will account for a full 85% of success in your business and in your life. Look, words are that powerful. Words can empower just as easily as they can disempower. Words can inspire, they can destroy. Words can shape yours or someone else's esteem, or they can hurt you or hurt someone else and devastate you or them. They can make you or break you. Words can make you or break you. Words can accelerate your ability to achieve success just as easily and quickly as words can devastate your ability to accomplish success. When I say words, I'm not only talking about the ones that you speak out loud. I'm also referring to the words that we think, the words that we speak internally to ourselves. I'd like you to take a few minutes to reflect on your past, reflect on your childhood. How were you spoken to? How were you spoken with? Were you lifted up? Were you encouraged? Or were you disencouraged? Were you criticized? Were you told you could do things, or were you told you couldn't do things? Look, there's zero judgment about the influential adults in our life back then. Usually our parents, zero judgment, because I believe that if we're going to blame them for the bad, we also have to blame them for the good. Look, our parents did the best they could with the tools they had. This is about how words shaped our relationship with ourselves and with others, as well as with our beliefs and our capability or lack thereof to communicate both internally and externally. This is about how words back when we were imprinted in our childhood have created beliefs, created relationships, created our understanding of how to talk with people or to people, how to talk with ourselves or to ourselves. Do you look at the glass half full or do you look at it half empty? Do we see our greatnesses or do we see our weaknesses? Do we see others' greatness or do we see others' weakness? By allowing yourself to architect your words and thoughts, both internally and externally, you can instantaneously change how you see things, how you feel about things, which will then shift how you think and ultimately impact your life, your choices, your success. I want to be clear. This is far from a fake it till you make it exercise. Incongruency does not work at all. If you fake it till you make it, your unconscious mind knows that you're being incongruent, and your unconscious mind will avoid incongruency. This is about reprogramming how you think. This is about reprogramming how you feel, how you hear things, how you see things. This is about reframing your vocabulary, reframing the way you communicate. Because reality is, do you really have to work? No, you get to work. And I want you to take a minute and really feel the energy behind that. Turn around and say, oh, I got to network today. Oh, I have to make calls today. Oh, I have to email. No, you don't have to. You get to. Now turn around and say, I get to network today. I get to make calls today. I get to follow up and send emails today. What does that feel like? In my humble opinion, it is a privilege to be able to build a business. It is a privilege to be of service to people. It is a privilege that people allow me into their life. It's a privilege for me that you even listen to this. Do you see how that reframe makes this exciting? It makes what it is you're doing something that you want to do instead of something that you have to do. It's funny. I remember when Kiana was little. Kiana's our youngest daughter. And she came home one day and she had a backpack full of books. She was in elementary school, I want to say like third, fourth grade, give or take. And she came home and she stormed into her room and I heard her throw the backpack. And I walked in and I go, whoa, 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 what is going on, honey? And she looked at me and she goes, Mom, I'm busy. I have to do my homework. And I go, oh, wait, we got to talk. You have to do your homework? Come sit down. She goes, Mom, I have too much homework to do. I have to get busy. And I said, honey, sit down. First off, you threw that backpack and you disrespected what was in it. Let me share with you. There are kids in this world. There are kids who would die, kill to have one of those books. There are girls in the world who aren't even allowed to learn. You don't have to do homework. You get to do homework. You get to live your best life ever. You get to be privileged like you are. See, you don't have to do your homework. You don't have to pass school. You don't have to pursue your dreams. All of this is something that you get to do. And when you get to shift how you look at things, it's going to shift how you feel about it, which then in return is going to shift how you show up about it. Now, keep in mind, fake it till you make it does not work. I hear people say all the time, this headache is killing me. Well, you keep saying it and probably will. Our words have that much power. Deepak Chopra said that our unconscious mind, our immunity, our bodies are constantly eavesdropping on our internal dialogue. So think about it. Is that headache really killing you? Probably not, unless you're having an aneurysm. And then you need to get to the hospital pretty quick. Does the headache annoy you? Is it a hindrance? Probably. And if you allow yourself to focus on something else other than the hindrance and that annoyance, then things get easier and you pay less attention. If you turn around and say, I can't afford this, guess what? You're probably creating your destiny. My question to people who tell me all the time, I really want to take your training, I just can't afford it. I ask them, how often does this show up in your life? How often do you want something so bad that you're willing to sacrifice not doing it, putting yourself, your desires on a shelf, and not satisfying your needs, your wants, your desires. See, instead of turning around and figuring out, what can I do to make this happen? What do I get to do to create this? You instantly turn around and say, I can't. When people are learning something and they turn around and say, this is too hard, I can't do it. So why can't you do it, but other people can? A lot of it has to do with the way you communicate with yourself. A lot of it has to do with that internal dialogue. If you say you can't do something long enough, guess what? You're gonna be right. What did Jim Rohn say 20 years ago? If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right either way. Actually, I believe Henry Ford said it first. If you turn around and say, I don't think I'm good at cold calling, you're actually creating that destiny. Or I'm not as good as other people in fill in the blank. We're all standing in the same foundation. And that's the foundation that we choose to make, the foundation that we choose to create, the foundation that is developed by our words, our thoughts, our choices. I get asked all the time how neurolinguistics programming contributes to success. See, it's funny because I sell successology. I sell success. And I do it in the form of helping people reprogram themselves, utilizing the modality of neurolinguistics programming. Well, by the sheer name of the modality, the middle word is linguistics. Yes, the way we communicate both internally and externally makes success a choice. Because, like Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right either way. When we reprogram people, they start thinking differently, they start feeling differently, they start hearing things differently, they start seeing things differently. All of a sudden, all these opportunities start manifesting themselves and they get so surprised. And reality is, it's only because they showed up differently. See, Dwayne Dyer said, if you change the way you look at the world around you changes. Well, if you change the way you talk with yourself and if you change the way you talk with others, then you show up differently and others show up differently. Words have that much power. NLP, neurolinguistics programming, it reprograms our neurology. It helps us learn the nuances of linguistics and our programming shifts. And when that happens, success is easy. Success is inevitable. How do you talk to yourself? How do you talk with yourself? How do you talk with others? Or do you talk to others? Do you tell people your limitations? Do you allow yourself to see, hear, feel, and think your greatness? Because if you do that, then others get to actually see your greatness. And you are gifting them with the power of your empowerment, which then allows them to show up differently too. I want you to take a look at your life, and I want you to ask yourself, how have your limitations helped you achieve your dreams? And then I want you to ask a different question. How's my greatness helped me achieve my dreams? See, we've been programmed to be polite, which is why you hear me say so many people lie to themselves on a continual basis because they think that that's what they're supposed to say. Get real with yourself. That's where shift will happen. That's why I say choice is a powerful thing and suffering is always optional, because reality is it all starts with the way we communicate. It all starts with our ability to intentionally architect what it is we say and what it is we think. And that will automatically reprogram how we feel and how we show up and how other people see us. Look, your success is important to me, and it's important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you. I would love for you to do three things right now. I would love for you to hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. I would love for you to hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. Second, I'd love for you to jump on to Facebook, join our Sell Without Selling community. And last, definitely not least, I would love to chat with you, get feedback on these episodes, and find out any topics that you're interested in to help make this more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and you know you deserve. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talk to Stacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talk to Stacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. I'd love to be of service and help you make shift happen in your life. Always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so that you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.